tender Tender Ray beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. You know, lots of folks say that when they're waiting for something important to happen, time seems to drag. And that may be how you feel while waiting for the return of famous Kroger Tender Ray beef. For no other beef so fresh can be so tender. Now, we'd like to help you plan for the date when once more you can treat your household to a fresh-tasting, tender and juicy Kroger Tender Ray beef steak or roast. But we don't know exactly when you can step up to the meat counter of your Kroger store and say, "Kroger Tender Ray beef, please," and get it. All we can say is, soon. Yes, soon we hope you'll be able to buy all you want of fresh and tender Kroger Tender Ray beef. That day will come when top grades of grain-fattened cattle are again plentiful. You see, Kroger uses only the very top grades of grain-fattened cattle for Kroger Tender Ray beef. Then it's made naturally tender in just 3 days by the famous Kroger Tender Ray method. It's always fresh, because through Kroger's own Tender Ray method, there's no need for wasteful aging or loss of savory juices. But remember, until the time you can again buy Kroger Tender Ray beef, Kroger will always bring you the very best beef on the market whenever it's available. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Penny Gibbs and Professor Stuart Rogers have taken a plane along with a detective who is returning Freddie Lang, the professor's nephew, to New York police to face criminal charges. On the plane, Freddie suddenly admitted his guilt to Penny. And now, as the plane nears its destination...
That's the truth, Gibbsy. I just had to tell you. I just had to. You see, Gibbsy?
Well, say something, will you?
I don't know what to say, Freddie.
Well, say you're sore. Say you hate me. Tell me to jump out of this plane head first or something, but don't just sit there.
What would you like me to say?
I just told you, Gibbsy, anything, but not just nothing.
Freddie, there's nothing to talk about.
You're too sore to say it, you mean, huh?
No, I'm not angry.
You're not?
I'm a little disappointed. Freddie, why did you wait till now to tell me this? Why did you have to wait until...
Until you were already on your way back to the cops with me, huh? Yeah, I know this was a stinking trick, Gibbsy. You put me up to all this trouble,
No,
but...
you haven't put me to any trouble. I'd have gone to New York with you even if you told me days ago that you were guilty. It's just that I don't think it's fair that you lied to me all this time.
But I didn't lie, Gibbsy. I just didn't tell the truth.
And you think there's a difference between...
Oh, no, no, I don't. Just skip it, will you, Gibbsy? I'm sorry. There I go, letting my tongue wag off, and out comes a stupid crack with a blue ribbon on it. Half the time, I don't know what I'm talking about, Gibbsy, and half the time, I just don't know, period.
You're finding that out a little late, aren't you?
Yeah, too late.
Never too late, Freddie.
Never too late, huh? I'll say it again, Gibbsy. You're beautiful, but you're nuts. Here I am in an airplane with a cop. We'll be in the city in maybe half an hour. When we land, there's going to be more cops waiting for me. From the airport, I'll get barreled out to the police station, and from there, well, I can pitch a penny farther than it is from the police station to the jail. You say it's never too late, huh? You ain't funny, Gibbsy, but you make me laugh sometimes.
You must have as low an opinion of me as you do of yourself.
Oh, no, no, Gibbsy, I don't. I think you're great. Topsy, even a little bit terrific, maybe. I just think there are some things that you ain't too wise to yet. And one of them is how cops operate on a guy like me.
Freddie, the police are not prejudiced against you. Even if you are guilty, and I suppose you are if you say so. But even if you are guilty, there's still a chance they'll do something for you.
Yeah. I'll tell you exactly what they'll do for me, Gibbsy. They'll open a cell door, grab me by the seat of my pants, dump me in the cell, head down, slam the cell door shut. And they're going to keep it that way until they're tired of having me around.
Freddie, I still don't think you're going to jail. How do you like that?
I don't like it.
You don't?
No, I don't. I'd rather face facts, Gibbsy, than phony hopes.
Maybe my hopes are well-founded.
No, they ain't. But thanks for hoping anyway. Gibbsy, I got more chance of being president than I have of staying out of jail, honest. Hey. Hey, I think the plane's going down, huh?
Yeah, we're coming to the airport.
Yeah, so we are. Well, thanks for the buggy ride. It was swell. You were awful swell to come along and... Well, it was better to sit next to you than the Westwood detective.
Well, I've been of some use to you.
Yeah, but don't try to be no more, will you? When we land and the cops come out and get me, just stay away from me, Gibbsy. Don't even look at me, will you? Of course, before they get me in a police car, I'd like to look at you.
Oh, I can't eat any more, Professor. How soon can we see George Hamilton?
Well, as soon as he gets through with Freddie, Miss Gibbs. That should be out in another half hour.
And then, may I talk to him?
If you want. I told him you wanted to see him, but I don't see why you bother, Miss Gibbs. He won't be able to do anything for Freddie but pass sentence on him.
If he even sentences him.
Well, you know he will. He'll have to. You heard the police case against him this morning, and Freddie pleaded guilty to every charge.
Yes, I know, but if this were an open and shut case against Freddie, why did Judge Hamilton call a special session to pass judgment on him?
Judge Hamilton is interested in boys who get into trouble. He tries to help them, but sometimes he can't. Well, he's probably finding out now that he can't do anything for Freddie either.
Why do you say that?
Freddie was a member of a gang, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Well, every one of the members of Freddie's old gang are in jail, sent there by Judge Hamilton. Do you think he'll make an exception of Freddie? No, he won't be able to. What the gang did, Freddie did too, so Freddie will have to be given the same punishment.
But Freddie isn't like those other boys. Left alone, Freddie wouldn't do anything wrong. He's a...
Don't tell me about that, Miss Gibbs. Save it for Judge Hamilton.
I'm sorry. How long now before we can see him?
Oh, still just about a half hour. But come on, if you're not going to eat anymore, let's go over to the courthouse and wait. We may be able to see the judge sooner than we think.
Come in.
Hello, Judge Hamilton. You'll see us now?
Oh, yes, Professor Rogers. Come in.
Thanks. All right, Miss Gibbs.
Thank you, Professor.
Miss Gibbs, this is Judge Hamilton. Judge Hamilton, Miss Pennegear.
How do you do?
How do you do, sir?
I'll be outside if you want me for anything.
All right, Professor. But I think we'll get along.
I'm sure you will.
Well, so you're Miss Penny Gibbs.
Yes, I am.
Well, I must say I'm rather pleasantly surprised.
At what?
At you. I rather expected a much older, much less attractive woman. But you're very young and, well... Well, you want to talk to me about Freddie Lang, I understand.
Yes, I do, if I'm not out of order.
It's Freddie Lang who's been out of order for some time. You don't think the boy should go to jail, do you?
No, sir, I don't.
Why?
Well, may I make a speech about it?
This is a courtroom, empty though it is, and, well, its walls have heard many a speech in their time. I don't think one more will hurt. Go ahead.
Thank you. Judge Hamilton, I've known Freddie Lang for only about 2 weeks, but I found out a lot about him in that time. I know all the terrible things he's done, and I don't condone even one of them. I don't want to make excuses for what he's done. And I admit that on the surface of things, it seems as though he should be punished.
But below the surface, Miss Gibbs?
Oh, Judge Hamilton, below the surface, I've found a far different Freddie Lang than the person you're about to send to jail. Underneath that brazenness that makes him seem like a criminal, there's a soft, scared boy. A boy who wants to do the right thing, but who's always been afraid to.
Why afraid to, Miss Gibbs?
Because there was no one around him he could trust. You know the environment he grew up in, the friends he had, the places he lived, the things the people did around him. You know those things better than even I do, but I think... If he were taken away from all that, given a new home and new friends, and letting him find out that there are people he can trust, well, I think that'd be far better for Freddie than to send him to jail.
Do you know where he can find a new home and new friends?
In Rossville. My home, my friends.
Your friends won't accept him, Miss Gibbs.
No, not the way he is now. I wouldn't expect them to. But when they see him change, when they begin to understand him like I understand him, and trust him, and in some ways even admire him, he is an excellent pianist, you know.
Yes, I know.
Well, when others see Freddie like I do, he'll not only have a home in Rossville, but he'll have friends, too. They won't be friends who urge him to steal. Judge Hamilton, I'd like to help Freddie. Professor Rogers wants to help Freddie, and I think you do, too. But what help can any of us be if Freddie's in jail?
Not much help, I'm afraid. Well, Miss Gibbs, Freddie has a rather bad record. But your arguments in his favor are rather good. I'm going to talk to Freddie again this afternoon. You're going to stay in town a while?
Until I find out what happened to him.
Oh, that won't keep you here long, Miss Gibbs. I'll phone you at 8 o'clock tonight and let you know.
What time is it, Professor Rogers?
Oh, 1:01, Miss Gibbs.
Is Judge Hamilton prompt or not?
Oh, but very prompt. Relax, the phone will ring anyway.
I know, any minute. Sometimes a minute can be a long thing.
Look, Miss Gibbs, I don't want you to get your hopes up.
I can't help it. They just seem... Oh, here's the phone. I'll get it.
Well, here's wishing good luck.
Thanks. Hello?
Miss Gibbs?
Yes?
This is Judge Hamilton.
Yes, sir. What's the news?
You can take a shock, Miss Gibbs?
Yes.
Good. Then I'll advise you to stay over until sometime tomorrow, if you want to take Freddie back to Rossville with you.
I can take Freddie back to Rossville tomorrow?
Yes, Miss Gibbs. Yes, Miss Gibbs, I sentenced Freddie to 2 years in prison this evening.
Oh.
But because of your interest in him, the sentence has been suspended.
Oh, thank you, Judge Hamilton.
Thank you, Miss Gibbs, and good luck.
So, Freddie Lang is free, but will he want to go back to Rossville with Penny? What will happen if he refuses? And if he does go back to Rossville, will he behave himself or cause nothing but trouble for Penny? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. One of these fine days, you're going to hear the startling news that Kroger Tenderay beef is again available. Yes, it'll be a mighty glad day when fresh and tender Kroger Tenderay beef does return. But while you're waiting, remember this. Right now, Kroger is doing everything possible to supply you with beef. And when you get beef at your Kroger store, you can be sure you're getting the best that is available. Remember, too, that your Kroger store offers you a wonderful selection of fine meats, seafoods with an ocean-fresh flavor, and country-tasting poultry, and all priced for real thrift. So for the finest in foods, go to your neighborhood Kroger store.